Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One very important aspect of Ramadan, which we should not be neglectful of, and we should try and fill every moment of this very great and auspicious month with as much good as we can. So one great amal is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, to make the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is so valuable. One occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the greatest amal to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala and to gain nobility, honor by Allah Ta'ala is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, O Allah's Rasul, not even jihad in the path of Allah. Because the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were trained that the greatest amal is jihad. And at that time, when Islam had to be spread to the four corners of the world, it was the greatest amal, and it was in their mind that jihad is the greatest thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, not even jihad, even at that time. Even a person who goes out with his sword and fights very valiantly, very bravely, and his sword breaks in two also, and his whole body gets dyed with blood, is full of blood, even that person is not equal to the person who makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explaining this, because it's not easy to understand that a person who goes for jihad is fighting and he's making his wife a widow, his children orphan, sacrifice everything, and Islam spreads with jihad. So what a great amal. And on the other hand, the zikr of Allah is comparatively like so easy. You're just sitting peacefully in one place. And no jihad, no difficulties, no hardship. So it doesn't seem to tally that how can zikr of Allah not be equal but even superior than jihad. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, and this is a very important point that we should understand in all our matters, that what is the object of everything and what is the means of acquiring the object. The object is, which Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man but that they worship me. That is the object. And worship of Allah is required. And a ليعرفون. And the meaning of the ibadat of Allah is the recognition of Allah, to recognize, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. So that is why Allah has created everything, to recognize Allah, to make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and all the means to acquire that, whether it is jihad, whether it is Darul Ulooms, whether it is Khanqah, Tabligh Jamaat, any effort that is made to bring deen alive, that is the effort, and the object is to bring deen. Deen is the object. So we have to understand that in all matters. For example, many times whenever there is a program, Jamaat program, or some Alim's Bayan, or any other program, then usually we rush through our namaz to get ready for the Bayan. And we quickly finish our namaz and we sit for the Bayan. Whereas namaz is the object. We should be doing our namaz properly. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Khan Delvi Rahmatullah Alayh, there was an ijtima in Pune, and after the Maghrib namaz was the main bayan. So Hazrat took the mic in his own hands and he announced. He says, all make the awabin namaz and take your time in making it. After that the bayan will start. Usually we rush through everything. The object is namaz. So like that in all our matters, deen is the object. And the effort to reach deen, that is the effort, which is very noble also, because that is going to make deen alive. So Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that whether it's jihad, any other effort, that is just to make the actual object alive. And that is our goal and purpose. So in that, one great thing, the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we should try and be very, very regular with our dhikr. On one occasion, one Sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which jihad is the best jihad? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that jihad in which the most zikr of Allah takes place. while making jihad, making the dhikr of Allah. Then he asked more in detail, which roza is the most valuable? That roza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in which the dhikr of Allah is made the most. Everything, even namaz he asked. And namaz, Allah ta'ala himself says, وَاقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. That perfect your namaz. Iqamati salah is not just to make namaz, to say the prayers, but it is to do it with all its requirements properly. That before namaz we are ready with our wudu properly, everything. And then we're not just rushing through the namaz. We come in time that we have time for namaz. Usually we just come last minute, missing rakats also. Salam is over and we are gone already. No, properly. That is how namaz should be made. And then namaz also, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that namaz is the best in which the most zikr of Allah takes place. That is the remembrance of Allah. How much we remember Allah in our namaz. We are 50 people making namaz together. Everyone's namaz is of a different value. And we have to see that we try and make our namaz of the most value. So that in which there is that concentration and devotion. And that namaz has got great value. Like that, the Sahabi asked about every amal and everything. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that in which the zikr of Allah is the most. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he said, O Aba Hafs, which was the title of Hazrat Umar, looks like the Zakirin have taken all the good. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ajal, yes, that is so. That those who make the zikr of Allah the most, they have taken all the good. So we should in this month not be unmindful of any moment. Going to the toilet also, make the zikr of Allah. Coming from the toilet, make the zikr of Allah. While making wudu, there are specific du'as also. Try and learn and read those du'as also. So we shouldn't waste our time. And a very simple thing, many people ask this question also, that in namaz we get a lot of stray thoughts. Our mind drifts away everywhere. The simple and the most practical and easiest solution is that just do what you have to, then you won't do what you don't have to do. At all times, what you have to be doing, just do what you have to do. Then automatically, you can't do two things in one time. So the things you don't have to do. So we have to think about Allah in our namaz. I'm standing, I'm in ruku, I'm in sajda. MashaAllah, the details will come in Anwarus Salah also every day. And we have to think of Allah. So then you won't think of the other things. So the minute we realize our minds drift, they go to, just think of what I have to be thinking of that time. And when you think of that, then inshallah you won't think of the other thing. You think of the positive, the negative won't be there. Ijtimai bidain mahal. To have two opposite things at the same time in the same place is impossible. It can't be day and night at the same time. So two opposite things can't take place. So when the negative have come, unfortunately our minds pray. So just bring what we have to think. So the negative, that's what we don't have to think of, that will just go away. So that is the easiest. The other, our ulama have explained that just ignore the stray thoughts. Don't you think more about them. Just ignore them. And they will go away. So basically we should be thinking, so in the whole day, if we make the zikr what we have to do, then we won't do the wrong things. We won't have time for phone. Somebody asked Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Da'amat Barakatuhum, that I don't have time to read Quran Sharif. So Hazrat replied very, very beautifully. He said, it isn't that you haven't got time. The importance of Quran is not in your heart. Anything, what importance of the thing is in our heart, we do that. Today, we have given importance to all the social media. So everyone has got time. And so much we are engrossed in it while we are watching what we are watching. People are making as-salam, we don't hear them. We don't notice who is coming, who is going. We are so engrossed in it. So like that we should be engrossed in the Quran Sharif. Then we, while reading Quran Sharif, our mind shouldn't be in other things. While making the zikr of Allah, our mind shouldn't be in other things. So just concentrate on what we have to be doing. Then what we don't have to be doing, that will just go out automatically. So we should the value of time also understand that, and especially with Ramadan commencing now, that every moment is so valuable, and we can be making our storage for Akhirat forever. And one good thing to think about to help us in this is that imagine that we are already in Akhirat, our record of deeds are being presented. Here, for example, we thought my sports is very important. Now it's Akhirat, it's no more dunya now. Now there I'm seeing that what the value is of one subhanAllah, reading Surah Fatiha, reading Surah Ikhlas, and at that time I could be doing that, and I'm thinking behind thinking of what I could have done. And I was playing sports. I was giving importance to some to kuffar sports. And that is no sawab. It is in fact guna, we will see that. Then we will realize. So try and think everything what I'm doing. Try and think on the day of Qiyamah, reality has opened now. And all what I was doing, I thought I must have, I must take it easy now. So I just give myself a break. And I go on the phone, for example. I look at a comedy. I look at a cartoon, something. Now think it's Qiyamah. And there now, amal are being presented. And looking at a cartoon, what reward in the Akhirah? Looking at a comedy, reading some jokes, etc. What is the reward of that? Sitting with our friends and making some jokes, wasting our time. There where the value of things, now we can realize there how we will see the value of things. Then we can understand that how we are wasting time. What we are giving preference to and what are the important things that are going to help us. So in that way, it will help us, everyone for himself, to prepare his eternal life of the Akhirah. And we will get our priorities in order. That what I should be doing, what I should not be doing. What has to be done and what has to be avoided. So the zikr of Allah is that ibadah which is very easy, very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself says that when Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, what is the biggest, greatest amal in Islam? He said, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. Allah himself says. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. Then the remembrance in the court of Allah, what a great thing it is. There is nothing that can supersede and pass, go further, that Allah is remembering us. And not only remembering as it comes in the hadith, Allah is boasting about us. And boasting about us in front of the malaika, that these people are sitting and they are making my zikr. So what a great thing. By dhikr, Allah declares, Allah, bi dhikri Allah, tatma'innul qulub. By the dhikr of Allah, hearts find solace and peace. That's what everyone is looking for. People who are working so hard in dunya, they want a peaceful, happy life. People who, whatever they are doing, all want peace. And this peace, Allah says, is in the dhikr of Allah. And we are looking for it everywhere else where it isn't. But we are not looking for it where it is. So little time, even how much time we can get. Zikr of Allah is so much. Allah says, remember me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr. I will remember you in the best rest of the time. And that little while it appears is the Tasbihat-e-Fatimi. to read 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. It's a little time. But the value of that is so great that the balance of all the time, and Allah is not just going to remember us, Allah will do all our work for us. Allah will see to all our needs. So we should not be unmindful of the dhikr. And the minute we'll do that, it won't be necessary to say that we mustn't sit, like for example on the dastarkhan after Taraweeh, we're having some little, whatever it might be, some savouries or some desserts or something, that we are wasting time there. It won't be like, and while we are having that, if we understand this, we'll make there also the zikr. Bismillah we will say, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. We will be in zikr there also. And we will be zikr in our thoughts also, that who stands for us. Whoever has arranged it, mashallah, but really it is from Allah. And then Allah made these people the means of arranging it for us. So we are thankful to them also. But firstly and foremost, it is from Allah. And when Allah has given it, we are eating it. Now we will get strength in the body, we'll feel nice. Now we must use that for the ibadat of Allah. So that whole meal can become the zikr. We're going to sleep, the whole sleep we can make into the zikr of Allah. So our 24 hours. And Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular of the zikr of the various occasions. The du'as are to be read at the various times. So that also we should try and get. Every time we enter the masjid properly with the du'as, we leave the masjid before namaz, after namaz, all the time there are du'as for us to read. So before reading Quran, like now we read, the intentions we have to make. Then make the zikr also, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. After Quran Sharif reading, we make du'as again. At least the basic du'a, that Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Try and read that every time we have completed our reading of Quran. Not only at the end when we make khatam, or every time. And the du'a, one great du'a, Hazrat Maulana Aslam Sahib of Pakistan, who was devoted his life to Quran Sharif. He says the most means that were presented to Allah for the acceptance of du'a was when for Quran Sharif, where in Munajat-e-Maqbool, the beginning of the Thursday and Friday du'as, that how much, 1.5 pages, Allah, because of this, in this I'm asking you, in the honor of this I'm asking you, in the honor of that I'm asking you, all this for one thing, that, oh Allah, grant me the Quran Sharif. And to khallitahu bidami wa sam'i wa basari, make my whole life, my blood, my skin, my body, part of the Quran. And give me the understanding of the Quran Sharif. Give me the reality of the Quran Sharif. So this is the most important thing. So we should, so dua also, after tilawat, dua also we should make. So Allah, let us be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala fully. And this month is, this reward is multiplied, compounded, so much we cannot imagine. One of our friends worked out that whole life's nafil doesn't equal a farz. So he worked out a whole life's nafal. It works out by the millions, about 35, 40 million. And in this month, every nafal gets the value of a farz. So over every farz that we'll make, what is the great, every nafal, what will be the great value? And every farz is multiplied by 70 in this month. So we can't imagine. So let us be also try and make our farz namazes properly, our istinja properly, our wudu properly, so that our namaz is also proper. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.